You were at Thursday's Banff National Park Planning Forum, I understand. How was it? Was it well attended?
I always find that the planning forums are standing room only if you get there at a certain time, which is when I arrive, and late. It's always a fascinating presentation. The two superintendents, Dave McDonough for the Banff Field Unit and Melanie Kwong for Lake Louise, were on hand along with Parks Canada CEO Daniel Watson, which was his first time at a meeting in Banff with the public. They tell you everything that's going on. They give you updates. As a matter of fact, we are 5 years through the 10-year management plan. As a halfway point, it's a really good time to say, you know, how are we doing on some of the goals, some of the ecological goals, especially, which they went over at the meeting. And it covers every topic you could possibly want to cover for the national park.
It sounds like a lot of the discussion, though, was around visitation, the numbers being way up, the projections being even more than that. And the fact that in 2017, admission to national parks will be free. In fact, in your article in The Outlook, it makes reference to a photographer who asked the questions, should we be stress testing 5 million visitors to Banff National Park? We've already hit 3.8 million. With free national park access, is 5 million really out of the question? Congestion. Some other issues, I guess, that would arise from that too.
Those are some of the biggest issues without free park pass access, is congestion and visitation numbers. The 2015 numbers, 3.8 million, is up 10% over the year before, which was up 7% over the year before that. We are seeing incredible visitation increases, but it's the infrastructure we have in place ready for it, and that includes people infrastructure. You know, we have broader social issues like 0% vacancy, you know, and a labor shortage, but when you put 3.8 million cars driving in and out of Banff, you have some significant issues. I think this last long weekend is one example. I tried to get into Banff on Sunday to get something. Second exit, and the traffic was backed up to the Fenlands to get over the bridge.
I went to a children's birthday party at the Banff Springs in the bowling center there on Sunday, and like even just driving past the parkade, it was 11:30 in the morning, and the parkade was listed as completely full. Even just driving around this week with the sort of reading week holiday, even in Canmore as well, it's just really busy right now. And this is the middle of February. If it's busy right now, what's it going to be like this summer?
I don't want to be too alarmist about a full year of free access to national parks. And let's remember, it's just for Canadians. So the gates will still function. People will still go through it. There'll still be a point there for information. You put that many more people in, we don't have that threshold where we say, okay, Banff's closed. Mm-hmm. We have no more room. So, you know, we really, I think, have to be preparing as a valley, Canmore as well, because we're going to see people come here as we're just as wonderful. My impression out of all of this is that this was a direction to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Canada becoming a country to the Minister of Environment and Climate Change, Catherine McKenna, from Prime Minister Trudeau. So I don't think anyone stopped and said, what do we need to have in place to make sure this is successful? Is this a good idea? So we see the superintendents here being tasked with taking on that challenge. And I know they're keen and capable and hard at work, but, you know, this sort of landed on our lap as a valley and as communities. And we got to put our big girl pants on for 2017.